Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Madman
League. What up, boy?
Yo, D-Lo, KC, what up? Madman, what's good, man?
Yes, sir.
What's good with your family? How you doing, man? Now, look, Madman Lee, he hit me up on Twitter and personally. My bad, I didn't get a chance to text back. It's a crazy morning. But he was like, yo, I got to talk about this, dog. I said, man, hit us up, bro. Hit us up. So here he is. What's on your mind, man? What you thinking?
You know I live for this, man. This is my arena if there ever was one, you know. So it's a lot to get to, you know. I don't want to steal D-Lo Thunder, but I did want to talk about when you mentioned the order of release. Mm-hmm. I think he did it right. I think he did it correctly because after Drake, he went back-to-back with TaylorMade. If Kendrick would have came with this light of a jab, it would have looked like a beatdown.
That's it.
He couldn't do that first. That's not – this, to me, is a small part of the whole rollout that's coming. It feels like this song, to me, when I heard it this morning, it told me Kendrick has a whole EP ready for this man.
Mm.
It's at least 5-6 in the tuck because he didn't need this. This is not needed for the beef. He didn't have to diss him. Mm-hmm. This actually takes away from the strength of Euphoria.
Those numbers are
not running up right now.
Right.
Those numbers, our attention is now on 616. Mm-hmm. He didn't need this at all. Mm-hmm. This was almost just a flex. I'm going to just give him this because I don't care about the numbers. I want to talk to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want to just show you part of the rollout of the layout. I have all of this in store. Let me just give you this.
Now,
and wait and see what you do.
Now, to your point, Madman, he may have, I believe he's got more in the tuck. Like, he ready to go for show. But if he hasn't, I want to know what you think. He hasn't delivered anything yet that is going to be like, nah, Drake can't come back from this. If he would have done 616 and then 3-4 days later came up with Euphoria, the combination, that sequence of those two, like, nah, I don't think Drake can come back from this.
I disagree.
I don't know.
Disagree. Y'all would have killed him. Y'all would have
killed him.
I think you would have. Go ahead, man.
Okay, nobody's dead yet. Nobody has – the bombs that they both alluded to having have not been dropped. So I think they've both been saying, I have this in the tuck. And they've put these four tracks that we've heard, they put these together in the meantime just to warm up. It's like – it's the Cold War. Like, these are weapons that are hitting you, but they're not the big missile yet.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's scared to show their full hand because they don't want to give out what they got and then get trump carded by the final response.
Yeah.
You know, because Drake learned his lesson with Pusha T when that happened. At that point, and unfortunately, that's another point I wanted to mention too, what Pusha T did has changed the landscape of rap beef to where now in the meme and social media era, you got to have dirt to win a rap beef.
Mm.
Which I think that's lame to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I agree.
It should be a rap competition. Yeah. Break them down psychologically. Break them down however you could break them down, but you shouldn't have to do an expose to beat somebody.
I agree.
That's weird to me, you know, but that's where we at now, so you got to deal with that. But I think Drake does have a bomb. To me, Drake he is battle tested, and regardless of if he wins or loses, he goes down in the top 10 of all time, because whoever has provided smoke to him, he never ran.
Yeah, that's facts.
And nobody ever has stood up to Kendrick.
That's facts.
Besides him. So he's already solidified, whether he wins or loses.
That's facts. No, yeah, I agree
with
that.
Appreciate you, man. Love you, boy. Thank you.
And I think our guy Ebro mentioned that. I was watching something from him yesterday, and he brought up a good point. He just kind of compared the two. He was like, Drake is more like I forgot the other person he said. I want to say maybe Jay-Z, but he's like Jay-Z. He's like LL Cool J, where he's very versatile with how he's famous. He talks to the women. He's got bars and all this other stuff, where Kendrick is more of the KRS-One, the Nas, you know, deep thinker, philosopher, all this other stuff. But he mentioned something, and Madman spoke on it, and he's right, and Ebro's right. He's like, the other thing about Drake that is, he said it was like LL Cool J, is he ain't afraid of nothing. He wants all the smoke all the time. And I think you got to respect that. Like, Drake, he ain't ran from none of these dudes. He lost to Pusha, you know what I mean? But he didn't back down from him. He said what he had to say. He may lose to Kendrick. I think he will lose to Kendrick. He ain't run away. Nobody stepped up to Kendrick. Kendrick named like 7 people in the control verse and then said other things. Nobody has stepped up. Only this dude right here, and I salute him for that.
It's all subjective. That's the part I was talking about with camps. By the way, you asked earlier, and Madman said it. I absolutely believe y'all would have killed Drake, or y'all would have killed Kendrick if he had dropped 6:16 first. That's mid, that's not hot, that's this, that's that. I think Euphoria had to be the first track. And someone said it in the chat, and I'm sorry for not starring it and giving them proper credit. I'll see if I can find it. I think it was my man CJ. CJ said it. 6:16 was like an epilogue to Euphoria. Euphoria was the track. 6:16 is kind of like the AI track, where it's like, oh, yeah, no, I'm here. Where are you? Because that's what Drake was doing. I'm here. Where are you? You're not doing anything. You're not responding. So now I'm going to do my voice as your hero and put this little computer generated joint on it. We disagree on the track. I couldn't see past that. You said it was hot. I'll take your word for it.
I said he was spitting.
Or spitting.
He was
sorry.
Spitting. The song itself is whatever, but
I couldn't get past the, this is stupid. But it was his second track. Push-ups was cool. Push-ups was a track.
The argument.
I think they're decent numbers too.
Yeah, for a second. I mean, one and then Taylor.
No, it's fine. Taylor.
Like that,
came back and
got number one or whatever. But my argument against that is, does anybody ever even remotely worry about Charge It Up?
No.
They only talk about back to back. And we'll never know. I think the same thing would have happened here. If he came up with 6:16, which is a good song, and then a couple of days later came up with Euphoria, we'd only be talking about Euphoria.
I agree. I understand what you're saying. And not everyone is as nuanced as we are. I thought it was trash. I've told you that 1,000 times. I just said it a few minutes ago. I thought it was a reaction. It was a reaction to people like, yo, Charge, this was weak. Like, what? Bro, you ain't sit this out. You can't do this. And the other thing you said about, you talking about Pusha T and winning in sports. Knicks won. There's no guessing. There's no, oh well, Philadelphia says this or the Joel fan says that. By the way, I think some of y'all owe Joel Embiid an apology, but we'll get back to that in a second. That's not a thing. The Knicks won. They're moving on. What we're talking about now, it's subjective. Y'all, Pusha T won. Okay. It's still Drake.
Right.
Like, no one cares.
Right.
Right? Did anyone win the big Pac battle? Because to me, right, and there are circumstances there, everyone will remember, hit him up. I don't care what Sean says. Long Kiss Goodnight is a diss track. And it's fire. Absolute fire. The one thing he didn't do, though, at least in the version that was released, allegedly, is say Tupac's name. You don't have to be, he was telling us. You don't have to do all of that. Laugh now, cry later. I mean, the whole line is like, he's talking about Pac right there, isn't he? Oh, wait, he's talking about Pac right there. This, oh my God, this whole verse is about Tupac. Mm-hmm. Like, that's one of the dopest diss tracks I ever heard. No one cares. Mm-hmm. It's a track. I'm a big fan. We talked about this, I think, on KSFM. Might have been here. My drink's almost gone, so I'm feeling
it's
good.
It's about to turn up.
You, when I say my favorite rappers of all time, it's Hove. Mm-hmm. But I'm always going to say it's Jay and it's Big. And I have to be like, for it was Big forever, but I have to be real with the conversation. Shout out TC. Mm-hmm. There's only so much I can, it's Ready to Die and Life After Death. I don't really go past that. Mm-hmm. Hove's got the catalog. I respect that. I love Hove and everything that he's done. I love Big. Those two will always, they will always go together. But man, Long Kiss Goodnight is fire.
Come on, man.
It's fire.
It's official. The other thing, mentioning like other beats and stuff like that, that kind of, it's interesting how it plays out. And it'll be interesting to see how this plays out, because everybody talks about Nas and Jay-Z and Takeover and Ether. And obviously, right after Ether, Jay-Z comes out with Super Ugly. And that was kind of whack.
It kind of killed it.
Or whatever. Yeah. But Jay responded on the Blueprint 2 with mm-hmm. Fire.
Right.
Like, that song was sick.
Yeah.
But by then, nobody
cared. No,
everybody was moving on.
Yeah.
Same thing a little bit. Not saying he would have, quote unquote, won the diss. But the Duffy joint that Drake did after Pusha T, Drake was spitting.
Mm-hmm.
Drake was spitting and he was talking. But at that point,
died down.
Son of Adion was already out, and mm-hmm. people was already, Push is already done. So, you know, like, we'll see how this one plays out. My guess how this plays out, and you mentioned a little bit, this happened with Nas and Jay-Z just a little bit, because I was one of the people. People were ready for Jay to lose. They were ready for somebody mm-hmm. to take down Jay.
Yeah.
And I think, and that's where, when we talked about wrestling, you guys were talking more historically. I think that's where the Cody Roman, Drake has been Roman. He's been on top for a long time. People love Kendrick. They want him to finish this.
Yeah, it just doesn't work because Cody is not Kendrick. Kendrick is not Cody.
Historically,
I know
not
what you're trying
that
to
story,
say.
Though
that is insulting. Jesse's right.
Yeah,
it's insulting.
Not, you have to stop.
It doesn't work.
That story,
it doesn't work.
It's Punk Cena. And Cena.
The other thing, and I'll give Charlamagne the credit too, because I was listening to him talk about this, and I agree with him. I was already thinking about this before he said it, but I agree with him. He said what Drake needs to do right now is he don't need to get caught up in 6/16. If you had a plan, if you had a game plan before, do what you was going to do. If it was a hit record, if it was whatever, mm-hmm. don't try and get out of character or do whatever to match up with Kendrick. And it reminded me of, a little bit, to go on my analogy a little bit more, mm-hmm. it reminded me of Roman had a plan and was about to end that thing. I know it's all scripted. I get it. Mm-hmm. But he had a plan and he was about to end that thing and beat Cody. And then he got distracted by what was going on with Seth. He said, I just can't resist this distraction.
Mm-hmm.
And he went after it. Mm-hmm. And he lost because of that.
I like that.
Don't get distracted.
I like that.
If you're Drake.
That works.
Stay focused with what you're trying to do.
That works.
And that's your chance. I don't know if you'll win or not, but that's your chance. But like I've said, we said for 2 seconds, I think this is historic. I think I love these two artists. These are the two best. I love these dudes, man. And this is historic right here.
All right. Let's get back to, actually, not back to, let's get to what happened last night. I think the Knicks and the Sixers gave us a classic and protection.
Mm.
Potentially the birth of something really special.
Mm.
But I have questions. I also demand apologies because some of y'all ain't going to say no names. We're talking crazy about Joel Embiid yesterday.
Talking about trading him, huh?
Some of y'all were. I ain't going to say no names. But some people were. We're going to talk about it. Joel Embiid, the Philadelphia 76ers, going home again. But that's not the story. The story's the New York Knicks. The story's Jalen Brunson.
Go, New York. Go, New York. Go.
No one asked for that. Steelin' with KC. You know, Sacramento's sports leader? ESPN 1320.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And here, so I can take this last bite of food. 916-909-1320. TC, what up, baby?
Hey, what's up with my two brothers?
What up, man? Baby. How you doing, baby?
Oh, man, just vibing on a Friday. I see my boys in there, man. Big eating, man. Y'all doing it big in there, man. Let's go.
Yeah. Well, you know, the radio audience wouldn't know that.
Chipotle and margaritas, bro. I don't know what to tell you.
D-Lo. Hey, man. Hey, but let's check it out. Before we get to the Kings, hey, I might have to listen to 616 again. Like, I love Kendrick. Kendrick is one of my favorite artists, bro. It's just, he got to pick better beats, bro. I really didn't like Euphoria beat. And I mean, the whole, like, you know, what is that, Al Green? Or who was that, Al Green? He did a more.
Yeah,
that
it was Teddy Pendergrass.
Oh, this one he did.
Teddy Pendergrass was Euphoria. Yeah. Al Green was 616, yeah.
Like, that's cool, but it's not like, that ain't really like a diss or like a rap battle beat. Like, we ain't talking like hit him up, eat their take, or like, you know what I mean? Like, I love Kendrick, bro, but I'm like, those beats is whack to me, bro.
Nah,
so maybe
beats,
I gotta hear it back again.
Oh, those beats weren't whack. Those beats were pretty dope. Pretty dope. Everything about Euphoria, a lot of the things about Euphoria I really like. The reason why I can't give it a 10 is we're talking about diss tracks, some recycled content, all this other stuff, but it's still a dope track. Still a dope track.
I needed to look it up. Like, I know what, it's not the record I thought it was. Hit Him Up, most famously, is Get Money.
Mm-hmm.
Get Money is an R&B track.
Mm-hmm.
It can all be traced to the same thing. It's just with 616, Kendrick and his producers didn't put a ton of, it was like a looped Al Green sample, and they ran with it.
And I still thought that was, I disagree with TC on that. I still thought it was dope. I mean, it's a good song. And that's, this is where I say, and I think you do it too a couple of times, this is where I say you can be neutral. Like, it can just be a good song. It doesn't have to be the knockout blow or he's destroying the lot. Like, nah, it was a good song. He had some good bars in there. It was dope. It was dope.
Let's shift gears a little bit. Huh?
I said, let's do it.
Oh, okay. Hey, look at Zeke.
Yeah.
Dallas Cowboy.
Cut his hair.
Ezekiel Elliott. A couple of things. Obviously, we started the show talking about, Darvin Ham. We obviously can't hear it. We know Woj said, Ty Lue probably not a realistic candidate. I guess I misunderstood. Ty Lue is under contract next year?
That's what I heard somebody else
I
say.
I thought this was the last year of Ty Lue's deal.
That's what I thought too, but I heard somebody else say that. I think 2 days ago when we were talking about
I missed that. I completely missed this. I thought this was Ty Lue's last year which is why there was so much conversation about him not signing an extension. Normally, you want the, as we talked about with Mike Brown, you want the extension, you want the, Ty Lue still got games to play. Whenever the Clippers' last game is played, that's where you want to start talking extension, headed into that last year.
So
I feel like I'm missing something.
But in going into what we talked about, though, and what we have talked about, isn't there the argument as to why Mike Brown is wanting the extension now, too? Remember we talked about, because we were like, he's got 2 years left. He's not, next year isn't going into his last year, it's going into.
Yes.
And that's kind of what Ty Lue was trying to do, right?
So with Mike, it's like a mutual opt-out.
True.
So it's not like a...
And it's an option just in general. I don't know if Ty Lue has any option. He might just be under contract.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
So I don't know. I don't know what that means for any of them. I don't know what that means for Ty Lue, for the Lakers, for the Clippers. I'll say this, though. I like LeBron James. I think he's deserving of a lot of smoke that he gets. I think some of it is just manufactured. If J.J. Redick winds up as the head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers, that is a horrible, horrible look for LeBron James. That's a horrible look for Rob Pelinka. And that's a horrible look for Jeannie Buss and the Los Angeles Lakers.
Say that smoke is expanding.
Yeah, like
it's expanding. It's not going away. It's like it could happen.
There's absolutely no, there's nothing you could do with that if you're LeBron James. Like you J.J. Redick's named the head coach. You're LeBron. You pretty much got to go, yep, that was me. It was like the 420 hit of the day yesterday. Yep, that's me. Yep, that was me. Nothing to do about it.
The argument I always have.
Y'all start a podcast and a month later he becomes the coach of your team? Come on now.
The argument,
not saying JJ doesn't deserve a chance, though. That's not what I'm trying to say. I'm just saying this. The optics of this are awful.
Can you imagine post-game pods, though, with LeBron and JJ?
Oh, my God,
LeBron's like, hey, I think we should have ran the pick and roll a little bit more here. JJ's like, I disagree, LeBron. This is why we did this.
Look, I agree with what both of you guys are saying. What I will say, though, and this is what I've said a lot of times with LeBron, is to a certain degree, they think you're behind all this stuff anyway. So why not get exactly what it is you want?
It's true.
And because it don't matter who they bring in, they're going to be like, well, you know LeBron had to sign off on it. That's the nature of his
LeBron
career.
Yep.
So, yeah, I think that'd be kind of wild to have JJ in there, but. So he thinks
he signed off on Darvin Ham, right?
I believe so. We've never known if that was his pick or anything else like that. We don't even know if they went to him and asked him, but I'm assuming they did.
Knowing what we know about Jeannie, I feel like she did. Like she wants Jeannie, or Jeannie
first of all,
wants.
I just want to say Happy National Women's Day. That's first of all. You guys are the two most powerful women in the world right now, and I just want to. Salute you on that.
No, that might be the best clip Legends have.
Oh, yeah, no, that's an all-timer. No, that's...
Because we all thought, like, oh, it was a joke. No, he actually said that.
And the fact that LeBron looked like he was in trouble the next night at the USC game makes it even better.
Well, that was like, right before he was driving with the driving glove or whatever. That all happened within the week.
The fact that Sacramento sent that man to listening to love songs
is one of
my favorite moments of the season.
Because I believe... They lost to the Kings on Wednesday. LeBron sits against the Bucks on Friday. That's when that happened.
It's almost positive. I saw a tweet saying, like, LeBron lost to the Kings and he can't even go home because Savannah won't let him in, so he's got to drive around now.
Man got dropped off at LAX and just went for a ride. Got out to the Kings.
Listening to Avant.
Listening to R&B music.
So, yeah, I mean... I'm not sure if they don't go Ty Lue, because that's who I would guess, Ty Lue. But if they're not able to or they're not going to go in that direction, JJ, and I don't know where else you would go in that one.
Yeah, there's obviously, you know, names out there. The Athletic has been all over the story, unfortunately. And I say unfortunately because they They pretty much fired Darvin Ham
and they were right
after the last game. No, that's what I mean. Yeah. They were all over this story.
They said today early. They said like Friday earlier in the week.
They did, and they're right. Mike Budenholzer. Kenny Atkinson. J.J. Redick.
So this is just a wrap for Sam Cassell, huh?
Wow.
Yeah, that's cool.
Let me read this line verbatim. Tyronn Lue would immediately become another candidate if he's fired by the Clippers. Charles Lee, a Boston Celtics assistant who worked under Budenholzer with the Bucks and Hawks, is also an option, league sources tell The Athletic. Ty Lue and Charles Lee didn't get the big, bold treatment that Mike Budenholzer, Kenny Atkinson, and J.J. Redick got. Again,
he can't go with another first-year guy.
I don't – well.
Well, J.J. is a first-year guy.
But. No, I know, but – unless LeBron asks you to.
True. No, you're right. That ain't going to work.
It might not work for, you know, reasons that we just outlined a second ago. It feels like Ty Lue's probably the guy. Mm-hmm. But it's also a guy with the question mark next to it.
Yeah.
Is Budenholzer the one you go to?
I don't know. I don't know these guys at all, right? But my first thought is he's not a strong enough personality to handle LeBron.
Budenholzer. Mm. Okay.
But I don't know.
Is JJ? I don't know. I'm going to be honest. I don't know Charles Lee or Kenny Atkinson. I don't know their –
yeah.
I know Kenny Atkinson was a coach. I don't know them.
I feel like for a team with the expectations well that enough. The Lakers have and having a guy like LeBron, so it's always championship or bust every year, you do need a guy like Mike Budenholzer rather than a first-year coach. A first-year coach is not going to know how to handle that.
I'm with you. A first-year head coach. So Kenny Atkinson wouldn't be. The only one would be J.J. and Charles Lee. Mm-hmm. Both of those guys would be first-year head coaches. Kenny Atkinson coached Brooklyn, obviously. Mike Budenholzer has had a couple of jobs and, of course, Ty Lue. So,
is it fair to ask the question of LeBron James? I mean, I hate using this term, but is he a coach killer?
No. There's a standard that comes with that job, though. I think
so too. I think the only one. I think the only one that I would say this was LeBron. This was LeBron and no one else was David Blatt. I wouldn't say that about Luke. I wouldn't say that about – I think Mike Brown's firing in Cleveland was Dan Gilbert. I think that was Dan Gilbert getting thirsty and desperate. Vogel, I'm not really sure. I don't know what that was. And this one, this I think might have been what you were talking about to start the show. Rob Pelinka just looked at it like, this isn't going to work.
I
think the only one that I say that's if I had to peg that LeBron did that is David Blatt. Again, I've said this before. I'll say it again because it's important to this conversation. I don't think David Blatt was well liked. I think the team wanted to love David Blatt and wrap their arms around him. And David Blatt looked at the NBA more like, I'm a veteran coach. I've won championships. Y'all are treating me like I'm a new guy. There's always the story about his first, you know, first win in the ball. And they go to give him the game ball for his first win. He's like, I've won 700 games or something like that. Mm-hmm. And it's like, all right. I guess that was just indicative of his personality. Yeah. So I think there's a lot to it. But I think there's also when you have a 40 something win team at the time, mm-hmm. you know, halfway through the season, yeah. LeBron it's cool.
You remember that time when David Blatt said, "No, Ty, this is my team, and we're gonna do it my way, all right? And if you don't like it, then find something else to do." Oh, I'm sorry, that was winning time. Sorry, that was Blatt and Ty Lue.
I can't.
That was Blatt and Ty Lue.
Who is that again? It was Westfall and Westhead.
Westhead and Pat Riley.
Pat Riley. Yeah. Right, right. Westhead and Pat Riley. Yeah.
He says you know what, Ty? No, we're gonna play LeBron at the three, Ty. Cause I think that's what's best. That's the best thing to do, and Ty, that's how we're gonna do it.
I can't wait for Clip. I absolutely cannot wait to see Lawrence Fishburne as Doc Rivers. Can not wait.
Nah, man, but I think LeBron, oh man. Feels like it's a little too much to say he's a coach killer, but I will say he doesn't help. He does not help these coaches.
That's fair.
You know,
he's never gone to management and gone, no. Don't do that.
More importantly, he's never gone in front of the public and said this stuff.
Yeah, very true.
When they're out there on the ledge, he'll turn his back on you. And that's interesting. And I love Bron, but that's the reality.
Well, Bron's also,
like, he's never done that. Think about all the coaches that gotten fired. They've all been kind of hanging out there in the wind, and he just kind of turns his back on you. Like, he's never been like, nah, this guy's doing, which leads to the whole narrative that he's the one behind all this.
And that's just, it's part of, I mean, it's part of the legacy he's created. But LeBron is sensitive to his legacy. I think because I think he let us in on that one time, and I can't remember when it was. I feel like it was a Sports Illustrated article, but he said, I'm chasing a ghost. Mm. Mm-hmm. And he alluded to, Jordan in Chicago in 23, and like, he's sensitive to that. Like, he's aware of these debates. He'll tell you that he's not. He's aware of the stuff, Skip and Stephen A., and he's aware of the polls, and he's aware of all of that stuff. And he's also aware of Tim Duncan and Kobe Bryant. And perhaps most importantly, right now at least, he's aware of Steph Curry. And, I mean, I guess a certain level of credit goes to the Warriors, and I don't know if it was Lakeup or Bob Myers at the time. I know Bonte alerted us to it, but someone acknowledged, yeah, we're trying to get Steph another ring. Mm-hmm. That gets him past LeBron.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what they're trying to do. It's like Daryl Morey talking about the Warriors. It's a level of honesty. Maybe you shouldn't have said it, but you did. LeBron's trying to get to six. Mm-hmm. But he's also aware of Kobe, who's at five. Yeah. He's aware of Tim Duncan, who's at five. He knows his play in all of this stuff. And so, as you say, Frank Vogel not cutting it, he does the slow turn. I'm sorry, I love you. And he turns around and lets them get the beat down.
He does like Ice-T did at the end of New Jack City when Wesley got shot. And he just puts his glasses on.
Mm-hmm.
Goes the other way.
Goes the other way. Yeah, looking out for me. Mm. Looking out for me. And I know this isn't, given the scrutiny on him, it's hard for me to blame him.
I can't blame him, but I also would look at him and be like, yo, what are you doing to make this work?
So,
like, you're saying this guy isn't it. Like, what are you doing to help?
And that's the other thing, with the exception of Pat Riley. He's never had someone equally as strong as him to say, no, here's why this works. Here's why David Blatt needs to be our head coach. Mm-hmm. Or here's why Frank Vogel needs to be our head coach, or whoever needs to be our head coach. Here's why this player works here. This player works here. And maybe LeBron's been right the whole time. Maybe none of them work. Mm. Maybe absolutely. It's not like not – taking shots. It's not like Luke Walton was an amazing success when he left. But, I mean, hell, Mike wasn't either. David Blatt, I don't even know David Blatt been seen in this country since.
He's gone.
Frank Vogel landed another job. How's that going?
Not well.
So we can be critical, and it's perfectly fair, but we also have to be, fair to our own conversations and ask, is he wrong? Hmm.
I don't know.
I mean, we could criticize him. Let's just make sure that he's wrong when we criticize him.
Yeah, I don't know. And what I would say is, maybe if you stop turning your back on somebody and galvanize somebody, LeBron, this could work.
Maybe. But again, Luke didn't succeed. Mike didn't immediately succeed. Well, that's cap. He succeeded in Los Angeles, but the barometer was different. And again, if I don't feel however you want to about Frank Vogel. And now I'm like Darvin. I saw another thing Woj said, and he must have been on NBA Today. I'm not really sure. Like, Darvin Ham's like head coaching career is not over.
No.
That's great. That's awesome. I don't think he's a head coach next year.
No.
And I do wonder, does he wind up on a bench before he winds up as a head coach again?
LeBron was wrong about Spoelstra. He wanted Spoelstra fired.
Allegedly.
Yeah. LeBron is just like these kids and parents of today. They just want to blame the coach all the time. Players, this is not on you.
Oh. Well, you think coaches are worthless. Except for you, of course, because you're a coach.
I'm a great coach.
Well, of course, because.
But I also realize I'm only as good as my players. Like, I can have all the ideas in the world if I want to. If I don't have good enough players,
mm-hmm.
It's not going to matter. And sometimes my ideas might be wrong, but if I have the talent to supersede what bad decisions I may make,
I feel about this show. I make bad decisions, but we've got a lot of talent to pull it off.
That's not true.
Got a lot of talent to make this thing work. I guess all eyes shift to Phoenix now.
Mm. What do you think happens there?
Because
I'm of the belief, the reason why I say it, I don't think that's going to work. Like, I don't think keeping Vogel is going to change their destiny.
Does firing him?
It might not. So that's why you might keep him, because it's cheaper to keep him. And you're thinking about, like, your next hire, and you can say, well, at least we gave him 2 years as opposed to we gave him one. So when you go into an interview with somebody, be like, look, we didn't even get rid of Frank Vogel after 1 year. So you know you got some time to get things right. That may be the case.
Charles Barkley was adamant the other night that Frank Vogel is a really good head coach. I never, even with the Lakers, I didn't understand Frank Vogel. I feel like, it's weird, and I understand, I know what it is, like, I'm not naive to it, it's literally what you just said. They act like Orlando didn't happen. Hmm. Like, he was really good in Indiana. Mm-hmm. He was awful in Orlando. Now, tell the whole story. I got you.
Tell the whole story.
Thank you.
Look at that roster you had.
Yeah, unlike what you said about your Orlando team, you're right about Frank's Orlando team. That was a tough roster.
Yeah.
But it's like a lot of coaches get punished for that.
Well, nobody likes to hear it here, Luke.
You're 100% right.
Kings team wasn't good enough to win.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Speaking of, shout out Shabana.
Hey. Big ups to him. Big ups. That was impressive. That was impressive. He was doing his thing, man.
Shout out to Shabana, who really didn't need to rush that last shot the way that he did.
He didn't, but I'll stall Shavano out.
Uh-huh.
You're probably thinking they're going to foul you.
Mm.
So,
good call. Oh, I got an email because I didn't turn this down after listening to the Do Diddy Doo Wops or whatever
so,
it was earlier.
Casey, I thought about the same thing.
Yep.
But it wouldn't be the first time if we saw Buddy take a shot.
That's correct.
With plenty of time left on the clock when he didn't have to.
Somewhere Tyrese
believe,
was
yes,
like, there
Tyrese
he is.
Halliburton, yes.
There he is. There's my guy. I think Tyrese tweeted about Buddy last night, if I'm not mistaken.
He tweeted a couple things.
Well, he did.
let's stay on Buddy.
Shout out to Shabano. Shout out to Shabano. I wanted that for him so bad. I was like, come on, man. I will speak glowingly about you for 4 hours if you can get us to a game 7. Because Lord knows Tobias Harris wasn't going to do it.
Oh, man.
Lord knows Kyle Lowry wasn't going to do it. And I'm... Some people owe Joel Embiid an apology.
Oh, was Joel going to get you to a game seven?
Some people owe Joel Embiid a apology. I'm talking to Jesse right now.
I'm asking you a question.
Joel.
Was Joel going to get it to a game seven?
He was trying.
When? Was he trying in the fourth?
He was trying for the first three quarters.
Was he trying in the fourth? When the game was tied, going into the fourth quarter, what did my man do in the fourth?
Well, he didn't do well in the fourth. Meanwhile, everybody else didn't do well the first three quarters.
I will say, Tobias Harris just makes two measly little layups. Sixers win.
That was awful by Tobias. Come on, bro.
If your new franchise player
does what?
Scores 9 points in the first three quarters instead of six.
What did he do in the fourth quarter when your franchise couldn't do nothing?
I think he scored 7 points.
Some of the biggest 7 points of the game.
Well, no, they lost. They don't even matter.
Oh, no. What the 39?
Well, they lost.
39 don't matter.
No, because they lost.
That's all. What does anybody have to apologize for?
Well, because y'all was talking stupid about Joel Embiid. Y'all owe Joel Embiid an apology. That's the MVP of the league. As it stands in this moment, he's the MVP of the league. Y'all owe him an apology.
He's one of the top players.
And people like you. It's probably you and your boy Stephen A., you and your boy Greeny, well, whoever you was
York.
Listening
if
to.
If he wants to, he can go to New York.
I'm sure he could.
They'll take him in New York.
New York.
They'll take him.
New York might be on the verge of something. I don't think they're there yet. I don't think they're there yet. But they might be on the verge of, like, we might have Boston, New York for a minute. It felt like this series with Philly was the birth of something like that we're going to be looking forward to every year. I don't think that's the one because I don't have the confidence in Philadelphia. I think the birth of something special is coming when New York and Boston play each other.
Yeah.
That's the one where it might be we might have this for the next handful of years.
Disclaimer, if they sign OG long-term though, right?
I think they're signing OG.
Does he have a deal yet?
No, he doesn't have a deal. They'll sign him, but they sign him long term. I think they still got to move.
Well, yeah, they've been building assets.
Like if you want, I'm not saying you should. You can move on from Julius Randle.
You could. Well, they have the.
You could package Julius Randle and like I don't know. I know that city probably loves this group, but take one of the DiVincenzo or Josh Hart, probably DiVincenzo.
Oh.
And like turn that into I'm just throwing the name. I don't think this is the guy, but turn that into Cat.
Hey, your boss is on her. Your boss is on. She talking.
Oh, she talking about.
I just looked down at my phone. Stacy Kaufman tags D'Lo and KC on Instagram. I'm like, yo, what is she rubbing it in? That we can't be out there at the party. Like, yo, what is this? I look at the phone, and it's a graphic that says Draymond Green has 21 flagrant fouls. In 970 games.
Wait a minute. Tagged us well, and y'all don't have nothing.
Oh, it's D-Lo on D'Lo and KC.
Yeah, she didn't tag me.
It's on D'Lo and KC. 21 flagrant fouls in 970 games for Draymond Green. 23 flagrant fouls, 489 games for Joel Embiid. And your boss says, what say you, D'Lo and KC?
I mean, see, she can answer this right now if she wants to.
I will say, Joel Embiid is not like the cleanest player ever. Well, either. He was pulling on Mitchell Robinson's ankle the other day.
That was a tough
look. We can tell the truth about both.
That was a tough look. We'll come back. We'll talk more about what happened last night in the playoffs. It's D'Lo and KC on ESPN 1320.
D'Lo and KC, ESPN 1320 on this beautiful Friday afternoon, Sacramento, California. I was talking to Jesse. I'm going to bring this on air, man. I'm bringing this on air because big time fight on Saturday. Canelo Alvarez, Jaime Munguia. Oh, man, I'm going to be tapped in for this one. But because Canelo and Oscar De La Hoya, his former promoter, hate each other so much, and they've been looking like they're about to fight a number of different times, somebody brought up the question. In their prime, who would you take, Canelo or Oscar? We're on, by the way, Dan. This is not the 13th round.
I can't leave for 2 minutes.
No, it's Friday. Come on, dude. It's Friday. Come on.
No, get your stuff off. I'm going to eat. Get your stuff off. Go ahead.
I mean, I feel like
I'm going to need someone to tell me how Debo got involved in all of this, but other than that.
I'm going into that fight like Canelo's winning, but I feel like the right answer is Oscar. I feel like that's the right answer. I don't know. I was a kid too when Oscar was fighting, so I wasn't like as tapped in or whatever.
As much as I don't like Oscar the promoter, Oscar the fighter was a bad boy.
Yeah, I guess you give the nod to him.
It depends on like how they would do it. You know, it's hypothetical and imaginary. But every time Oscar went up in weight, he did lose. So if he's like going up in weight to fight Canelo, he might lose. But I don't. That'd be interesting. But we may not. We'll never get prime Canelo versus prime Oscar. But we might get right now Canelo versus right now Oscar. That could happen at any time. Don't they have a press conference today?
They got the weigh-in, I think.
Yeah, I'm going to have to put that on the KC screen.
If it's not Photoshop, I'm pretty sure Oscar's wearing a shirt. It's got tainted meat on it, it says.
Come on.
If it's not, man. It's not Photoshop. If it's not Photoshop, that's what I saw.
Oh, man.
Boxing's back.
Boxing is back, bro. Boxing is back. It's lit.
How many people have used the tainted meat excuse?
Just Canelo.
Oh, wow. No,
somebody else did, too.
As far as I'm concerned, it's Canelo and the 2009 Mexico national team.
I thought somebody else said tainted meat. Pause.
I was checking IG since y'all are talking about stuff I don't know nothing about. And our man Ben, he's in the IG.
Ben,
Ben
Black Bottles Ben?
No, Ben.
Oh, little,
3 hours late, Ben.
Oh, yeah. What'd he say?
I posted KSFM put the Kendrick 616 in LA on. And Ben says he's just trying to catch up to push-ups. This ain't it. Someone tell Ben about Euphoria.
Yeah, he's not catching up to push-ups. Euphoria's alive and well.
I love Ben.
All right, two questions about that.
Like, I love that our boss is talking trash to us on Instagram. That's just spectacular.
With the boxing and Kendrick, is Kendrick Drake Pacquiao versus Mayweather right now? Is that like the biggest rap beef you could have right now?
Yeah, but it's not 10 years too late like that was. Or 5 years or whatever it was. You guys know better than I do, but it was late. I know that.
Yeah, a couple years too late. I mean, Manny didn't want to take the test. Manny, people talk about how late it was, and it was late, but like 2 years later, Manny won a world title, beat one of these young boys. So it wasn't exactly like, you know, it's all done when they fought, but it wasn't prime.
All right. We got some King stuff to talk about, which we will. Now, particularly our man Bobby Marks, I got a chance to listen to his podcast on... Oh, yeah. Well, there you have it. Clippers planning to pursue a coaching extension for Ty Lue.
That's why Woj said, nah, I don't think that's going to happen.
God damn it, how about that timing? What a coinkydink. This is
a year's worth of speculation down the drain for us, huh?
Well, at least we got our segment in before that was announced. At least we didn't push that off to talk Kendrick and Drake. Yeah, that's from Woj. Now, I... Could be wrong. A little fuzzy. I feel like Ty Lue was also kind of hesitant, wasn't he? Like it wasn't just that LA didn't put anything in front of him. It was Ty Lue was like, I don't know.
It feels
we'll deal
like
with that when we get there.
Yeah, it feels like it was more of a maybe a contract thing though. I don't know. Like he just wanted to make sure he was.
Secure. He wanted the security. I got you.
And I don't know if somewhere along the way maybe they were half stepping on it.
Yeah.
But it looks like they're gonna figure out a way to get it done though.
Adam Silver needs to figure out a way to get something done regarding Patrick Beverley. His behavior last night on multiple fronts was unacceptable.
That was a joke.
It was unacceptable from a league perspective and his childish interactions. With a fan or fans, and childish isn't even the right word. There needs to be a stronger word for that. I just can't articulate it. Mm. His behavior in the locker room, though, was unacceptable on a variety of different levels. And that, while Adam has to make a public stance against players' interactions with fans that go along that way, especially since, by all accounts, nothing obscene was said, nothing was personal was said, nothing more than a fan being a fan. there was nothing more to that interaction than a fan being a fan. Mm-hmm. Adam needs to, you know, the front, you don't do that with fans. Behind the scenes, that type of interaction with a reporter is unacceptable.
That was ridiculous.
Not a reporter who was being disrespectful.
Right.
Not a reporter who was out of pocket, but you say dumb stuff like, you don't subscribe to my podcast, you can't be here. Pushes her phone away, pushes the microphone away, and tells her to leave. And this is, look, I'm not James. My job is not to do that every day. It's not to be in players' faces after they lose the biggest game, you know, of the season. That's what James does. That's what Sean does. It's a tight rope to walk. They do a terrific job at it. But I know this. If D'Lo and KC are in the locker room and a player tells KC, you don't subscribe to my podcast, you need to get out of my face, and pushes your microphone away and says, get out of here, go, you know, you need to leave. I'm leaving with him. And the fact that those other people didn't say, bro, or you don't have to say anything, because that puts you in jeopardy with your job. Turn around and leave. Y'all walk out together. You can't condone that type of behavior. And again, easier for me to say, I wasn't there. Standing there after he throws that woman out the way that he did is inexcusable to me.
I agree. I was disgusted by that, by Pat Bev. And
then has the nerve to tweet, I got to be better. Yeah, no kidding.
Nah, ain't nobody. I'm not buying that from you, man. I'm not buying all that from you. I look at Pat Bev, and I've looked at him a certain way since the bubble, and the way he behaved in the bubble. And
yep.
His story of how he grinded to get to the NBA is inspiring, and it's something that you tell, you know, people about never giving up on your dreams, or if you're overlooked, keep pushing, all this other stuff. Somewhere along the way, and like I said, I point to the bubble as this fork in the road moment, he changed. He lost perspective of how he got here and all this other stuff, and he thought he was a superstar. And bro, I'm only speaking for me, you're not a superstar. The league don't need you, Pat Bev. You acting like we do. Like, to be honest with you, like, I don't even know why anybody's talking to you. Maybe it's because Giannis.
Well, probably
and all
because of the
guys.
Interaction with the fan.
Well, there's that. You're right. That is. I mean, get this guy out of here. Mm-hmm. Like, who the hell are you to think that you're Teflon enough that you can throw stuff at fans multiple occasions, kick a reporter out of a media scrum? Like, nah, bro. Nah, his time is up. Like, I ain't going to advocate for nobody losing their job or nothing like that. He's made a lot of money. I could use that excuse and be like, he'd be perfectly fine. But look, that's the way he makes money. If people want to have him on the team, that's cool. But, yeah, I wouldn't have nothing to do with dude. And at this point in time, like, his whole claim to fame and, you know, the way he would talk about things is, you know, he's a guy that helps teams. You're not helping nobody. Like, the last couple of teams you've been on, you've had no effect. If anything, you've had a negative effect. So that whole notion that you are one of those guys that teams need, glue guys, a heart and soul guy, whatever, that's long gone. There's no need for you to be on any team of mine, because mostly all you do is get cooked and bring bad press.
Lisa's doing it in the chat right now, too. Yes, front office sports reporting, he's not allowed back on ESPN or whatever. Like, no more guest hits or anything like that.
Well, yeah, that's cute. That should have been a long time ago. Because, no, not because he's a bad person. Just because he's bad at that. Mm. What are y'all doing? And that's where I have such a, like, distaste for ESPN. His first day on, he's trashing Chris Paul. It's like, this is what we do, huh? This is sports media. All right. I said it then, and I'll repeat it. Bro, you are punching out of your weight class. This is not a Nevada State Athletic Commission sanctioned fight where they'll sanction anything. Mm-hmm. Chris Paul versus Pat Bev is not a. No, Adam Silver wouldn't sanction that. Cerno, sorry. You need to fight someone more your caliber. Hmm. Go take a shot at I don't know. Someone else.
Jamero Pargo.
Jimmer Fredette. Like go ahead, Jimmer Fredette. You could do that. Adam Silver needs to deal with this. He needs to deal with this swiftly, too. This is not something that needs to wait until the start of next season. He needs to have a punishment for Patrick Beverley, and it needs to be announced relatively soon. This is not a next season type of thing.
What would you say? He suspended about 10, 12 games?
I'd suspend him at minimum for 10 games, and this is the interaction with the fan. Mm-hmm. The behavior in the locker room, I don't know how you do that. Yeah.
That's just a bad look.
I don't know how you do that. Mm-hmm. The interaction with the fan at minimum, that needs to be a double digit game suspension.
Mm-hmm. That was crazy, man.
I don't want to hear indefinite. I don't want to hear that. Suspend him 10 games and keep it moving. We will not tolerate this type of behavior with fans sitting in those seats. Mm-hmm. Again, you investigate it. We've always said this. Fans in those types of seats will say things to try to get a reaction from players. Particularly, you can watch things really closely when people have their phones out. That was not the case yesterday. And by all accounts, nothing inappropriate was said. All accounts are, right now at least, the fan said 1-2-3 Cancun, and the idiot threw the ball and missed and hit a young lady in the side of the head, got the ball back, give it back, and then threw it again. Adam Silver cannot tolerate that.
Yeah, and here's the reality of the situation. To be honest with you, Pat Beverley, who cares if he's around or not? Well, make an example out of him.
So, I'm glad you said that.
Give him 25. Who cares if Pat Bev is around? He's not vital to the league.
No, you're fine. You're. I don't disagree.
He threw it twice. Yeah, I give you 10 games for each time you threw the ball in the stands.
I ain't gonna argue.
Players union would probably step in there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You do still have to recognize you're setting a precedent, and if you're trying to set a precedent that an interaction with a fan like that costs you 25 games. So be it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.